Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the LeadX Leadership Show. It is Friday, so that means it's Fan Friday, Fan Mail Friday. I get to answer questions, take comments, you know, talk about back office stuff, etc. But this is going to be a short show. And I often say that, and then I see it's still a 20, 25 minute long show, but I am slammed. So I didn't want, I thought about just skipping a week. Hey, what's the harm? And I thought, nah, just record something a little bit. Things, if you've been following along, are hot and heavy. They're spicy. They're rumbling. We go out with our official debut launch of the LeadX Academy and the world's first management leadership chatbot powered by IBM Watson. We debut that next week at a trade show in Phoenix. And if you've been following along, everything is going wrong because we're entrepreneurs. This is a startup and that is life. So we're running out of time. I'm putting out fires. I'm being directive. I'm trying to keep a sense of humor. So this is going to, I'm going to try to make this short, but keep sending those questions in. They're stacking up. I probably have about a dozen awesome questions and comments that I need to get to in the weeks ahead, but keep them coming. I'm at kevin@leadx.org or just send it to info@leadx.org. And just some back office chatter. If you've been listening along, you know that we raised our prices last week. We like over tripled our prices to the LeadX Academy. And so we were pushing the low $7 a month thing, last chance to get it. And we got hundreds of signups. And first of all, big thank you. You know, we don't take ads on this podcast. We don't monetize it. We've invested a fortune into it. And so, you know, by subscribing even $7 a month for this massive amount of content, webinars, courses, tools, the world's first AI-powered chatbot for leadership. I mean, I think it's a great deal for you and it counts and it just tells me like you're voting, you care, which is awesome. And some entrepreneurial strategy, some SaaS software strategy. The reason why it's so important, I'm so grateful for all of you. I think there's now almost 500 of you, like the pioneers, the individuals who are swiping your credit card. Try to get your boss to reimburse you, by the way. But not only is it just a sign of confidence, but it's critical for us to get feedback on what's working well, what's not in the software, what do you want next? The lowest bar, don't take this the wrong way, but in business, in software, the lowest number of needs would be your individual consumer. Then slightly above that is the small to mid-sized businesses, the SMBs. Now, they're going to have more requirements, like maybe a little extra security or a little more reporting and tracking than an individual would. And so that's why we're also now launching for next week, going after that market to go up on that kind of food chain. This is why I keep saying, and I'll say it again right now, if you have 10 or more managers that need training in your organization, reach out to me for a free pilot. We will set you up, we'll set your managers up with the system. You can try it out for a month. They can try it out for a month. We'll do a pre and post assessment and see, like, did they get better at stuff? Did they like it? Would they recommend it? And hey, if it isn't for you, it isn't for them, we go our own ways. If they say, yeah, this is good and you like the hard ROI, then you can invest in it. So that's our next market strategy wise. And then of course, eventually the bigger opportunity in business, but the more demanding customers are your enterprise clients. And so, you know, even if you're an individual consultant, you know, think about that. Like you want to be a fitness trainer. Okay. You know, start with some local clients that, you know, have fairly low needs and high motivation and create a program with them and get their testimonials. Then, you know, get to you know, a harder audience. Maybe they're further away. Maybe they're a more challenging customer. Maybe it's the ones who aren't self-motivated. It's going to demand more from you. And then think bigger beyond that, whether that's remote coaching, group coaching programs, partnering with organizations, whatever. But it's kind of a step-by-step way to grow your business. You know, this podcast isn't going to be any shorter than the rest of them. I can kind of tell already. Well, let me dive into it. So Andrew sent a nice note, and he was listening to the podcast. We were talking about introverts and introversion and all the rest. And he says, hey, a great book out there for anyone who wants to be an aware introvert is called Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. The author is Susan Cain. Yes, Andrew, thanks for that recommendation. I agree. In fact, I've never had Susan Cain on the show. I don't really know why. We should fix that. I think it's a good book. She's got a great TED Talk if you want to go listen to or watch the TED Talk. So thank you for that, Andrew, giving back to the community. I got a nice note, and forgetting her name right here, but she wrote in, says, I'm glad you even struggle with motivation at times. I took your advice and set the alarm for 6 a.m. today, got up, changed into my workout gear, drank water, and put in 20 minutes before the kids got up. I'm determined to make this a habit. I really feel it helps you stay strong mentally. So she wrote to me about, you know, being mom, two little kids, and about finding motivation. And I said, hey, I struggle, single dad blues, here I go. And yes, you need motivation to get started, but motivation doesn't last. So what you really want to do is try to create a habit. Now, habits are hard. You know, I think the real research, it's not 30 days, it's like 66 days to create a habit. And start small, but if you can just set your alarm, you know, slightly before the rest of the house gets up, and just drink some water, do some, you know, intentions or positive thinking or whatever, 1 minute meditation and 20 minutes of cardio. I mean, that's a start, and you're going to feel a little bit more energy and a little bit more accomplished when the house goes crazy, when everyone else gets up. So habits over motivation, which you would have seen on my Twitter feed recently. I am at Cruz, K-R-U-S-E, if you are on Twitter. So here, this is going to be it. This is a long email I got from someone in the Czech Republic, and I don't want to say her name, I don't think, because she does reference something, but she'll know who she is, and this is how we'll wrap up this week's episode. She writes, with leadx.org, a new world opened up to me. I want to express a heartfelt thank you to you and your team. It was my husband, CEO of a tech startup, who mentioned to me that he often listens to LeadX when commuting to work. So one day, instead of a TED Talk playlist, I Googled LeadX and chose one of your podcasts. I was amazed. Listened to one episode after another. Hey, I'm going to interject here and say, awesome. I just booted out a TED Talk playlist. That is high praise. Yes, down with TED Talks. Anyway, she then continues and says, I left it on when cooking dinner. When my husband came back from work, we had a great conversation about one of the topics, and it was a great moment of connection. So one extra thank you for that. Now, this makes my heart flutter, you know, like putting a little connection back into a marriage or with your spouse or significant other, you know, whoever it might be. And, you know, this is like one of my favorite, you know, one of our super fans. I love her to death. Cal Rue, Cha-Cha T up in Canada. You know, she often will write and say something we talked about on the podcast, she ends up talking to her kids about, or her kids and her husband about at dinner. And that's the right way to do this, folks, like full contact learning. You know, if something caught your mind, share it out with your significant other over dinner or whatever. I mean, I'm sure all of us are so connected and engaged and thrilled with our, you know, partner that we never run out of things to talk about, right? But just to put another thing in, hey, you listen to one show a week, we're going to give you something. You say, hey, I heard this author, blah, 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 or heard Kevin rant about this thing. It gives you another thing to connect with other people about. It's just so much fun. Now she goes on and says, I have a question for you. I write my blog with good intentions to share my experience, hopefully to help someone else, but I'm aware that it could be interpreted in a bad way by my former team leader and boss. They might see the posts because we're friends on Facebook. I share the articles out. I'm not seeking their permission, maybe redemption, because neither of them, you know, probably has any interest in me or obligation. We parted on good terms, but it wasn't an easy situation. So she's asking, you know, she's got a blog. I didn't read it, but it must be about work topics, management topics. And she probably talks about these, you know, lessons learned from negative things, which happen to be at her old workspace. And she says, I feel like I can't really move on until I know how they feel about it. I know this is hard to tell, not knowing the specifics of the situation, but as general advice, how would you feel as a manager who's been contacted by someone you had fired? My contract ended last year, so now it's 5 months later. My apologies for a lengthy email. This came out longer than I thought, and it made me think of the quote by Mark Twain. And by the way, this is one of my favorite quotes. I say this myself probably 12 times a year. She said, it made me think of a quote by Mark Twain. I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead. There is so much truth in that. Hey, awesome email. Again, thanks for the positive feedback and all this. She says, I'm sending my best from Europe, Czech Republic. So let me break this down a little bit. All right. About the, you know, contacting the boss and what do they think and all that. All right, listen, at a high level, you are clearly caring about what they think of you and what they think of your blog. And at a high level, now I'll give you a more practical answer in a second, but at a high level, you can't do that. Like at a high level, most of us go through our life and this is an ongoing struggle and, you know, we're worried about what other people think about us. You know, what if I quit my job and I hate being a lawyer? What will my lawyer parents think of me or say to me about that? What if I quit my job and start this crazy entrepreneurship journey? What will, you know, my family members say about that? What if I go back to school, get an advanced degree, I get my PhD, what's my husband going to think about that? You know, this gets us. And the reality is it's showing, you know, this need for external validation that we're feeling that our self-worth, I'm using that word, that term broadly, is tied to what others think. Well, that's a losing game because there will always be, you know, concerns about how people think. And there's always going to be people out there who think differently, mainly because they're losers. That's why 90% of the world is losers and they don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to be different because, I mean, look, I'm talking statistically, they're losers. It's just law of averages, right? Okay, so ideally you get past that and you say to yourself, what are my values? You know, this is like a common thing, you know, public speakers. I get really nervous when I go up on stage to speak. Why? Because you care what they think of you. What happens if I fall down? What happens if I forget my lines? What happens if blah, blah, blah? And you're projecting out into the future, they might think I'm dumb or bad or incompetent. So you feel nervous. The 1 second trick to overcoming stage fright or getting this, like, what will they think of me? I care about what other people think is go to a place of service. It's hard to be nervous when your heart is on service. So when you go to take that stage, and I'm now talking metaphorically, that stage of life, if you know your purpose is to serve, all you need to do is help one purpose. I am writing this blog with the hope that it will help one person. I don't care what 9,000 other people think of it or think of me. If I do this podcast, and this literally is how I do this podcast, I assume that, yeah, it might get, you know, 20,000 listeners or whatever it's going to get. And I hope they all like it. I hope y'all like it. But I'm going to assume you guys don't. And I'm going to assume a lot of you guys think I'm horrible and stupid and dumb and whatever. But I'm hoping that I can connect with one listener and provide some help. So that's why I do it. So that's the thing. You've got to, like, high level flip this around. What is your purpose? What do you value? And then live your life, whether it's that blog post, that speech, that business decision, that relationship decision, and you do it out of that purpose and for yourself. Value yourself. Your self-worth needs to be anchored in your values. You know, you're valuable because you're a good person. You're valuable because of everything you've been through and are going through and are a good person. You're not valued based on external stuff. I'll bet I never get email from anybody in the Czech Republic again because they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, you know, I asked him what time it was. He told me, you know, how a clock is made. But here's the other thing, more practically. Yes, I have been contacted by people I've fired many, many times, which means, unfortunately, I have fired many, many people. And I always, like, I hope to keep in touch with everybody. I always wish them well. I love it when people get back in touch with me. And almost all of them, it's been because they wanted to say thanks. They wanted to say they see things differently or no hard feelings. I have had one, maybe two people in 30 years of work send me kind of a weird email, you know, and I always just reply back with, you know, love and kindness and say, you know, I apologize if, you know, I contributed to, you know, you having any negative feelings or whatever, and wish you well. And I would say, you know, flip it around. I mean, what would you do in this situation? Like I wasn't fired by my old boss. I quit. We were co-partners. The companies got sold, and I was, you know, they wanted me to stay for years. As soon as I got my money, I resigned because I couldn't stand working there, and the boss and I didn't get along. And it wasn't like open animosity or anything. It's just, I quit. He wasn't thrilled about that. He thought I was going to do some competitive stuff. I didn't, but it was like, you know, some lawsuit rumblings. So it wasn't a good thing. This was, you know, a lot of years ago now. And so after a lot of years, I just knew that there was like awkwardness or bad blood. And so I emailed him. I mean, we hadn't talked in years, and I emailed him and just said, hey, I know we didn't see eye to eye on things. I know we left and there was some, you know, awkwardness, but I just want to let you know, here's some things that I thought you always did really well, things that you taught me, and I wish you nothing but the best with the rest of your life. And he never emailed back. So I bet you were hoping for like some nice, you know, story where he was going to show up with a bottle of scotch and we were going to hug it out like bros do. No, he never emailed me back. And that's okay, because, hey, I don't know, maybe my email got stuck in a spam filter, but I doubt it. You know, to me, that was closure. And maybe it was better he didn't email me back. To me, it was like, listen, dude, like we worked together as partners for 5 years. We haven't spoken in 5 years. I know there's some stuff, but hey, there's a lot of good stuff that happened and that I think of about you, and I wish you well. So if we ever bump into each other out in a restaurant, you know, let's smile and high five and move on our ways. And so now if he wants to carry around anger or suspicion or fear or whatever it is, well, that's on him. But hey, I go to sleep with a good conscience. So you know what? Very long story made longer because I didn't have time to write a short answer. So I'm giving you this long one instead. You know what? Just email your old boss and say, hey, you probably know I've got this blog out here, and I'm doing it to help people, you know, in work situations, etc. And I hope you don't, you know, ever take offense at it. And I want you to know, you know, here's some good things that I really cherished about my time at the company and things I learned from you. And I wish you well. I just wanted to close the loop. And, you know, whatever they say, but that's not, it doesn't matter. That's immaterial. Awesome question. What a long rambling answer. I am going to wrap it up. Look at this. It's going to be a 20-minute podcast anyway. Why do I do this every time? If you want to connect with me, you know, again, articles go out on Forbes.com. You can get the LeadX weekly like course and webinar alerts by going to leadx.org, sign up for the newsletter. You can get a weekly email from me with all the other stuff that's going on at kevincruz.com. On Instagram, I'm at Kevin Author. At Twitter, I'm at Cruz. LinkedIn, search me up, send me a connection. I love connecting with all of you, and I try to, you know, stay in touch as much as possible. Hey, have an amazing weekend, and remember, leadership is influence. You are always leading. How are you going to lead today?